This is Robert Marglacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. I'm honored to have joined me this afternoon for a Mindshare Learning Moment. Kaylee Rafter, catcher with Canada's national softball team. Since joining the women's national team in 2007, Rafter has been one of Canada's biggest home run threats, a member of the 2008 Canadian Olympic women's softball team. She was a member of the 2010 ISF World Championship teams and won a bronze medal in Venezuela and also won two silver medals in the Pan American Games in 2007 and 2011. She's a graduate of Florida State University and holds a master's in criminology and sport management. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Kaylee.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Wow, it's hard to believe the Pan Am Games are just 73 days away. How are preparations coming along so far?
I mean, this is kind of the grind time for us. We're in the last phase of our off season. We're about ready to centralize coming up here in about 4 weeks. We'll come together, but this is the end where we're really starting to gear up and everything should be coming together. I'm hitting it pretty hard lately in the training regimen. I'm just really trying to make sure that we're prepared and we're ready come the summertime to hit it from the beginning and go pretty hard right up until Pan Ams.
Fantastic. Now, you're projected at a silver medal so far. How about potentially gold against the Americans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough field this year. It's only six teams in the Pan American Games, but all of those teams are doing much better of late. Cuba's always really strong. Puerto Rico has been really strong of late. But looking at last year's World Championship finish, U.S. came second to Japan. We finished fourth, Australia in that bronze. So the U.S. in years past has been our toughest competition. It's been those two teams in the final on the final day. We had a really close game with them. We got up, I think, four or five runs on them in Guadalajara in the 2011 final and weren't able to hold it. So definitely always some tight matchups with them. And hopefully on the final day, we'll be playing them and for a chance to put that gold around our necks.
Well, awesome. Good luck with that. Now, in terms of preparation, this is one of the most technological advanced games ever hosted, as Victor Garcia, the board member, was telling me. And technology has really come into play in a couple of facets within for players as well when it comes to the tools that you use to prepare, whether it's in the classroom or virtually. And perhaps you could talk a little bit about that in that, you know, it's you need flexibility, you know, given that we're focused on technology and education. Maybe you can share with our listenership what that experience has been like for you and how you managed to succeed and graduate twice or three times.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just technology-wise in our sport, we started using a new system. It's called a Zep Trainer. It tracks our swings. It tracks the number of swings. It also gives us feedback on our swing. So how hard was that swing? Where our contact point was? So that's been something that's come along the last 6 months that's been really important for us, not only to start better being able to track a lot of the numbers, but then really get into the nitty-gritty of the swing itself and how to improve on that, because it's the difference between a hit and a miss is so fine. You're talking probably a 16th of an inch. I know I'm using my American terminology there, a few centimeters.
Okay.
But it's so fine is the difference between a home run and a pop out. So we're always just pushing for that maybe that little bit of an advantage. So that's one thing we've been using technology wise.
Cool. And from a e-learning perspective, maybe you can touch on that because you travel extensively, you know, when you were in school.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our schedule is usually 7 in the morning if we're like, or even now in my off season, I'm training at 9 in the morning. I start, usually after go grab some lunch, you have an afternoon session, maybe grab some dinner. You might do a light evening session. So there seems like there's a lot of hours in the day, but it's really a lot of time in your day segmented, and you don't have the time to sit down for 2.5 hours in a class. It might be 45 minutes when you have a chance, and then you're 45 minutes again in the afternoon. Or you might have a Sunday where you finally get an off day and you can sit down for 8 hours. So having that flexibility to build a program or build a learning experience into your schedule is so important for an athlete, because the time in the day is really, it's really, really limited. And it's a lot of times it's odd hours. It might be 10 o'clock at night where you're getting an hour of reading in, or it might be at 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning after you just had a workout and you're waiting for a coach or another activity to start. So it's not the usual 9 to 5 that most people are accustomed to. So
right.
Having that flexibility is just so important.
Right. So hence the learning platforms that you would use really made a difference for you, and the ability to collaborate as well.
Yeah.
With your peers. Absolutely. Excellent. Now, this is considered to be Canada's biggest sporting event ever hosted in Canadian history. The number of athletes, the dollar spend in terms of the facilities, and there's going to be some great legacy facilities following the Pan Am Games. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's a little bit overwhelming, but at the same time, we train so hard, and we have these opportunities to go to these multi-sport events, and multi-sport just meaning there's more than one sport there. There's track and field, there's volleyball. A little different than a world championship setting where there's only softball teams. But these multi-sport events are so special, and these athletes put in so many hours of work. I can't even explain to you. I mean, sometimes we're upwards of 80 to 90 hours a week just trying to perfect our skill.
Wow.
So the ability to share that with a fan base, especially when it's your home fan base, there's nothing like that else in the world. And having that opportunity and the facilities to just put on display all those hours of hard work and kind of go out there and lay it on the line, I mean, that's all you can ask for and dream as an athlete. And I think if you talk with anybody else that's going to be there, just the chance to do that at the highest level, that's kind of what you dream of, and that's why we train and why we try to put the best product we can on the field for the fans and for their enjoyment.
That's awesome. And where is softball being hosted?
I believe they've built a complex out in the Markham area, Markham Ajax
okay.
area. Yeah, so there's a new complex going in out there. It'll be a softball, baseball, because they are actually, this will be one of the first year in a while they're doing men's fast pitch as well. So will be a combo event with men's fast pitch.
Oh, cool. And so you're going to have a few more hometown fans following you this time around being in Canada.
Absolutely. Especially for me, being from Ontario, growing up in Guelph, it's just a short drive away from most of my aunts and uncles, obviously my immediate family. And then I've even had some emails from teachers and past people that I used to play with just saying wow. that they want to come out and watch and just support the team and be around. So that's really exciting for me. First time in a while to be able to play in front of the hometown crowd.
Fantastic. Now let's shift gears a little bit. You competed in the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. What was that experience like?
One of a kind. I still have memories flash up every now and then, but that event is second to none. I mean, it's a world-class event. The Beijing Olympics were a very special production they put on, and having that ability to compete for a gold medal in the Olympics turned out to be once in a lifetime so far, but just a very magical experience for being able to do that. And just how proud people are to be Canadian. You come back and there's other athletes, and when somebody wins a medal, just the excitement in the whole building, and it's just, it really is the one time to put your nation's colors on and go out there and kind of put all that, kind of what we talked about before, put all that practice into action.
Now, and these games will be successful, no doubt. And I remember when I was in Sport Admin, I was part of this submission for the Toronto Summer Olympics that wasn't successful. One of my professors was part of the bid process. Do you think it's timely and for us to submit to host the Olympics, and what would that be like if we had that in Canada?
Yeah, definitely. If you look to, I know I was in the 2007 Rio Pan American Games, and that was, they told us going into that, that was their trial run for the Summer Olympics bid for 2016. So that was their chance to prove that they could host a Summer Olympics and that everything they could get in order, fans, structures, infrastructure, all that stuff, that was their big trial run, and they turned out they got the 2016 bid. So I don't think it's a coincidence that this could jumpstart a future Olympic bid, absolutely. And yeah, if Canada had that opportunity, we've had the Winter Olympics twice now. We've had that opportunity to showcase the winter sports, but I think it would really propel to that the other side of it, the soccer, the basketball, the softball, the baseball, track and field, just to get that excitement and have the younger kids see that on TV and see these athletes in their home country. I think it really hits home a lot more, and it can really do a lot for the younger generation of sports fans.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're a real inspiration to all the young people. How does that make you feel?
That's always, I try to just go out and be the best role model I can be each day. I mean, I'm not going to do anything different in front of them that I don't do here every day training. So, I think if you wake up every day and you go to sleep with your pillow on your head on your pillow and you're comfortable in the amount of work you did in. I mean, it's just about treating other people well and putting a smile on your face. And that's kind of always been my thing always growing up. And if the little kid to my right thinks, oh, I want to be like her, that's awesome. I hope you learn something takes you a little bit further.
And being the lifelong learner that you are with 3 degrees, what advice do you offer kids who are considering pursuing scholarships? Because you were schooled in Guelph and you were successful in securing a scholarship in Florida. And what's your advice?
I think for me, just everyone has their niche. I mean, everyone has something that they're good at, whether it be you're really good putting things together and you want to go be an engineer, or you're really good with textiles and you want to go lay flooring. Like, find what you're good at and just go all in and sell out to it. I found from in high school, I realized I was pretty good at this whole softball thing. So go all in and take chances, and you're going to fail sometimes. But if you really commit yourself to something and you go 100% with it, at the very end, it may work out, it may not, but at least you won't have any regrets. And I mean, there's been some times where I've gone through it and it hasn't worked out, but I have no regrets, knowing that I put in the time, I put in the work, and then just enjoy the ride along the way. And it turns out to be pretty fun when you can go out there and compete, or you can go out there and you do something you love. Because if you're good at it and you love it, it's not going to be a job. It's not going to be something that you dread going to work for or waking up each day. So have fun with it and go all in.
Well, with that, I thank you, Kaylee. That was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Kaylee Crofter, catcher with Canada's national softball team, competing in the upcoming Pan Am Games in Toronto in July. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.